Welcome back once again to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. Mike Maddox, your host. So glad you're with us, wherever that may be from. If you are so inclined, we'd love to hear from you. You can send emails to bottomline@justask.net. Bottomline, all one word, at justask.net. Of course, on this show, we talk about ways to use technology to do more business, enhance your efficiency, become more profitable, meet your strategic goals. We also talk about how technology can and should be used to protect your business. And today I'm really happy to be speaking with Ryan Stark and Sean Sutherland at OrbitForm, a great company in Jackson, Michigan, who has taken very proactive steps over the years to protect their business and optimize their IT infrastructure. And guys, in the first segment, we talked about an email breach that occurred in Sean's email and just, you know, how easily or kind of insidiously it can happen. I mean, Sean had no idea that there was somebody out there that had his email credentials. And because OrbitForm had in place live security monitoring, which is an ASK proactive cybersecurity solution, they were able to identify and get notified of the breach and remediate it. But it could have been a lot worse, right? So, you know, Ryan, you know, as an IT professional, you know, you and I know what maybe a lot of business people don't know, because I talk to a lot of business owners who say, you know, I don't know, maybe this thing's overblown, cybersecurity. Yeah, I've never really had anything major happen to me. You know, how would you respond to that? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, the last thing you said, you know, it's never happened to me. Well, I've never gotten a car crash either, but I still wear a seatbelt and I still have airbags, because it only takes once. If someone gets one of your users' emails compromised, they can steal that user's email signature and contact list and email everyone in your organization, trying to trick everybody that they're that user, and instantly everybody trusts the hacker. Yeah. So it snowballs all from that first hacking, and you know they can email your customers and steal your customers' signatures and do the same thing to your customers. So it's pretty dangerous, and it only takes that first time.
Yeah, it does really only take that first time. I mean, the average, statistically, the average cost of a cyber breach is in the millions, and I know that that takes into account the really big breaches and the smaller breaches, but needless to say, for any business, it's going to be more expensive than you're going to want to deal with or have the ability to deal with. Sean, in your role, I imagine that you're dealing with vendors and clients, right, on a regular basis. So, I mean, theoretically, this bad guy could have emailed your payables department, said, you know, you need to pay this vendor X amount of money, right? I mean, they could have done things of that nature, I would assume.
Yeah, I would imagine that just sensitivity of information could turn out poorly with a breach of, you know, position that would put that individual in would be a pretty good access to a lot of information, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you're touching on something else that I didn't mention, which is just the loss of confidential proprietary information. You've got information about clients and vendors that's highly proprietary, and you know, we all communicate by email. So if they have that and they use it, that could have been devastating, not only to you and to OrbitForm, to your brand, to customer trust. I mean, those are the things that, you know, the other thing I hear a lot is, well, I've got cybersecurity insurance. Well, you know, that's not going to replace your image. That's not going to replace the trust that gets lost. And so being proactive on this stuff is critically important. And today's day and age, it's not overly, you know, it used to be, if you go back 7, 9, 10 years ago, to put in a system like OrbitForm has for cybersecurity, not just what they use from ASK, but the whole system out there, which involves backup and rapid recovery, a number of different fail-safe methods that Ryan and team have put in place. You know, it used to be so cost prohibitive that businesses didn't do it. Today, it's not. I mean, these are not, you're not spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this, right, Ryan?
Right. Yeah, I don't know the exact price off the top of my head, but it's definitely not $100,000. It's in the vicinity of three digits.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you compare that to the risk that everybody faces, it's a small price to pay. The phrase that we often use is it's not if, it's when. I've also heard your CEO, Phil, at events that he's spoken at on this topic, say, if you don't believe you need proactive cybersecurity, give me your card after the event because I want to wait for you to go out of business so I can buy your assets, which always cracks me up. And I, classic Phil Sponsor style. But he's not off base with that. Anything else you guys
want? It only takes that first time.
That's it. That's it. And you guys took action, and kudos for that. And I want to thank you for being on the program. Any final thoughts?
I'm coming up empty.
I never had final thoughts either.
I guess all I was thinking is yet would be the word that would be an answer to that, and hasn't happened yet.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, I want to thank you guys, Ryan and Sean. Thanks for being on the program. Thank all you listeners for listening. You've been listening to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network.